A person has to wonder why people who call themselves atheists are so zealous in their atheism and so evangelistic in their skepticism. I have always thought that there's hope for the angry atheist, because the angry atheist, I think, is dealing with an awful thought that he can't shake out of his mind. There really is a God. But you wonder why there is such zeal among them to destroy the faith of other people who do believe in God. And then there are just a great many people out there that say they don't believe in God, and you ask them, well, why don't you believe in God? Why do you have atheism? And they simply do not know. They just don't think there's a God. It just doesn't enter into their consciousness. They have other things to do, I guess. Listen to what Psalm 53 says, as David describes the corruption of people who are filled with this original sin. Listen, Psalm 53, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that does good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them has gone back. They've altogether become filthy. There is none that does good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. You see, David, acting as a prophet, had this message from God. God said, I look upon people, I don't see one of them that's any good. They're all born in iniquity, as David said he was. In sin they were conceived. And so we become very foolish, because we just don't have the capacity to recognize God. And so our only hope is in the Lord, only in His grace. His grace that goes before our salvation, that calls us unto Him, that creates a yearning within us for Him, that places a natural law within us that contends against this corrupt law. And He sent Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins, the payment for our sins, and the Holy Spirit, that we might have a clean heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for wisdom that says there is a God, and I will serve Him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your blessings of salvation. I admit, Lord, that I am corrupt. My spirit is bad. Do you clean me, Lord? Do you purge me with hyssop? Cleanse my heart. Create within me a right spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.